The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 6. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Good morning. Let us pray. Holy God, help us to be ourselves. Amen. Sometimes it may feel like we are cursed. This is because we worry too much about what other people will do, and we forget what God can do. Sometimes we think that our flesh must be strong because our hearts turn away from the Lord, and we feel like a small shrub in the desert. But relief is coming, even though we may not see it. We can survive harsh conditions, be they storms or droughts. We are blessed. We can trust that the Lord is going to make everything okay. We are like trees planted by the water. We extend our roots into the stream. If it gets hot, we will be okay. Our leaves will stay green. Even if our leaves dry and fall out, trees are beautiful in the winter that have no leaves. Have you seen them this past week with a dark gray sky and trees barren of leaves, giving us hope that spring will come? We have nothing to worry about. Even if there is no rain, we will all bear fruit. We will all have more than enough. If we set our mind on something, like solving our problem, our hearts will bend towards something else. But if we listen to our heart, we will be surprised at what we find. We will find our salvation in our own heart. We don't have to worry about being judged by God or by man. We just need to treat others as we would like to be treated. There will be justice. Jesus was very humble. He didn't turn people away. People came to Jesus because they wanted to be healed. When we're around Jesus, we feel loved, respected, and we feel healthy. We might give Jesus a handshake or a hug, and that is okay. Whoever helps you feel better is Jesus. And it's okay to tell them that you love them. Jesus said that if we are poor, God is blessing us with heaven on earth. This is because in heaven, there will be no money. Jesus says that he blesses those who are hungry and will feed them. In heaven, food will be abundant and free. Jesus taught us that we are blessed when we mourn and when we weep, because these feelings are part of the healing process. It is important that we are not numb to our own feelings. We will feel better. If you are getting bullied or harassed, intimidated, take heart. This is what happens when we do the right thing. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay for us to help each other. If we have any money, we can share it. If we have food, we can share it. If we are laughing, fine. And if we are crying, that's okay too. We really don't have to worry what people say about us. We are enough just the way we are. Our life doesn't end when we die. Jesus resurrected, and we are the risen body of Jesus. We don't need to worry about God judging us or our ancestors. Heaven isn't just for perfect Christians. When we die, we will never suffer again. A life spent trying to be perfect is a waste. The world itself is a miracle. This moment is a miracle. We are a miracle. True happiness we can feel by taking care of each other. We are like trees that make a forest of life. When we care for each other, the forest gets richer and richer. Those who seek to do us harm, God will deal with. They will not last. They will be blown away like the chaff. But if we head towards peace, there will be peace. Amen. Please stand as you're able.